You know, sometimes there's a podcast, and I won't say a show because what's a show, but sometimes there's a podcast. I'm talking about Social Club here. Sometimes there's a podcast, and well, it's just the podcast for its time and place. It fits right in there. Sometimes, well, sometimes there's just a podcast. Social Club for the weekend of Friday, October 9th, 2015. My name is Josh Rollerson. I work for 90.5 WESA, which is the NPR affiliate station in Pittsburgh. And Rachel Carlson is affiliated with Yelp.com, which is a little website you might have heard of, and is my co-host for Social Club. Rachel, welcome back.
Thank you.
How was your weekend?
It was good. I had to look at the old calendar to remember even what it was actually.
Oh, it was really good.
It was actually
a
very quiet weekend.
Okay.
I went and saw Everest.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
I was cold for the whole weekend.
Not at all quiet, is it?
I was cold for literally the whole weekend.
Was it really intense?
I thought it was. I was kind of at the edge of my seat because I did not read the Wikipedia page. My husband cheated and read the whole Wikipedia page. So I didn't know who lived or died. I'm assuming you know the whole story.
I don't actually know. There was that movie Into Thin Air that came out a while ago.
Yeah.
Based on the Krakauer book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which I saw and which profoundly disturbed me. Like, I haven't considered seeing Everest because I was so shaken by that movie.
I know that there are thrill seekers out there. I know that people are adrenaline junkies and just live for these moments. But why on God's green, and let's say green because I don't want to get to the peaks with the snowy mountains, Earth, would you put yourself through that?
It's a whole other kind of human being that, yeah, I am not.
I'll stick to the ground level tourist attractions.
Fair enough. All right, yes. We've already gotten way too substantive with this episode.
Yeah.
We're getting away from our core mission.
I'll climb Mount Washington.
Frivolity and triviality.
I know. We'll climb Mount Washington.
Ooh, I don't know. I think I'll just ride the incline.
Well, they have the treks now. Haven't you done the hikes up Mount Washington?
Oh, the Emerald Park?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Last time I was on there, it was just like it spits you out somewhere in the West End. Can you actually get up Mount Washington on that trail system?
I thought it was West End still, but I know Venture Outdoors does a lot of hikes, urban hikes up there, but it's, I think, pretty cool.
Okay.
Don't ever try and climb up the incline because one drunk girl did that.
Oh,
failed.
No. Yeah, that's a bad idea.
When I was in college.
Oh, dear.
It's pretty epic.
It probably
story.
Happens more often than you would think.
Mm. Well, especially since the incline's closed for 3 months, so.
Well, that helps.
There's a warning. But anyway, it was good.
Okay,
good,
so tip one,
weekend.
Go for a hike on Mount Washington before it's too cold. It should be good hiking weather.
Fall is good. The leaves and the beauty and the hopefully hot apple cider or whiskey afterwards.
What have you got in your travel mug there? Is that pumpkin spice, anything?
Oh my gosh, no.
All right.
This
it
is
looks
chai.
Suspiciously orangey.
This is chai.
I'm sure you can get pumpkin spice chai. That's not a big leap.
I see on the Facebooks, the Instagrams, everyone that posts the ironic pumpkin spice fill in the blank. So it's just insane.
Don't irony troll Starbucks because it doesn't matter to them. You're not embarrassing Starbucks.
You're promoting it.
It's all money to them. It's just corn syrup and artificial flavoring, and they'll cash that check regardless.
I worked there. The syrup, the pumpkin spice syrup.
Preach.
Oh my gosh, it's disgusting looking.
It doesn't surprise me.
Oh gosh. I mean, I know I have a lot of friends that support the PSL.
They were just talking about that on a podcast I was listening to this morning, and somebody remarked that most people drink their Starbucks latte with the lid on. So if anybody actually got a look at what they were drinking, they'd be appalled.
The white chocolate mocha syrup and the pumpkin spice syrup. It's not even syrup. It's glob. It's like a glob of corn syrup and et cetera, because they won't release the ingredients, right? Or started
well,
no, to put.
Supposedly, they finally have put some actual pumpkin material in there just so they can say it has pumpkin in it, even though it's flavorless.
But anyway, your weekend was good?
My weekend was all right. Yeah. I was on a panel on Saturday, and that was kind of fun. And otherwise, I just sat around.
Okay.
Did some work around the house. It's pretty chill weekend.
Sounds pretty domestic.
Yeah, I'm a pretty domestic dude.
Well, that's okay.
I'm older.
Oh gosh.
Well, I'd say because I just had a birthday, so I'm.
Oh yeah, happy birthday!
I'm just trying to act my age.
What did you do
like
for your birthday?
Mowing the lawn, doing dad stuff. What did I do? I mean, I was at work all day. And my children threw me a birthday party, aww, which was kind of more for them than for me, but it was fun anyway.
And toasted to some kind of craft brew, hopefully.
Yeah. We hoisted a couple of beverages.
Okay, good.
Not the kids.
Well, there are some things you can toast to this weekend.
Okay, lay them on me. What do you got?
So, falling in line with our beer theme, the Carnegie Museum of Art, they are kind of shifting gears. The art and the natural history each throw programming that are geared towards the 21 plus. Mm-hmm. The natural history has been doing a good job of doing the different parties for probably about, I would say, 6 months now. And it sells out. The Halloween one that's coming up this month is completely sold out. I won't even mention it other than this, saying that it's awesome
because
it's
sold out.
I know. Halloween-themed party. I mean, no one can go wrong with Halloween-themed party. But the art museum is kind of taking that same lead and doing some hip programming. And the first one to kind of kick off things, I think, a little bit are the Hops and Hoppier beer events.
Oh, Hopper.
Hopper. Like, yes, Hopper. With the artist.
Yeah. I've seen those. Those are cool.
Yeah. So they're going to be celebrating, as I quote, the great American artist, Edward Hopper. And obviously play on words, which I love.
Yeah.
And they all have different breweries. And I was looking at the Facebooks, and mm-hmm. they just updated. They'll have Grist House. They will have Hitchhiker, Four Seasons, East End, Voodoo. And then I haven't heard of this Abjuration Brewing. Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't. Spell that.
Abjuration. Oh my gosh, I'm like totally butchering even spelling it. But I've never heard of it, but it sounds pretty cool. And their logo has a beaker, so who knows?
Sounds
good
scientific.
Good breweries to discover. So they'll be doing different features on this artist, and obviously also you'll be able to imbibe on the delicious craft beer from around the area. And that is going to be on Saturday from 2 to 10 p.m. So you can get tickets and check out the art and then the hops portion.
And then you can just sit around looking forlorn at a diner lunch counter.
I know. Yeah. Who knows?
That's my only Hopper reference. That's the most obvious one. That's all I can do.
That's a good one.
All right. Well, let's move on. Let's not dwell on that.
We also, and I did this in, sorry, I'm a little in not in order, but, and this is something where it's a tense subject, but I have never seen The Big Lebowski. Is that horrible?
Rachel, I'm sure we'll find a way to move past this, but you gotta give me a minute
here.
Was
like such a big pause. Sorry. I know. I need to see it every time it's on.
I mean, you think you know somebody. How many years have we been doing this thing? Okay, not that many, but still.
I know. I'm sorry. I need to see it. I know it's the dude. I know he wears a robe. I know there is a massive cult following around it. Something with bowling. So I have the whole story.
Like, I don't necessarily advocate for the cult of Lebowski, but I think it is culturally important for you to be conversed. As a part of your cultural literacy, you should be familiar with that film.
Okay.
You'll get so much more out of,
I know, out of
popular
life.
Culture. Well, I out know. Of life in general, yeah. There's a lot of
I know.
Wisdom.
Well, maybe that'll be my assignment before Friday, because Spirit Lodge in Lawrenceville will be hosting Pittsburgh Abides Big Lebowski Fest.
I love it.
So you can head to Spirit. They'll be doing, obviously, costume contest, trivia, rugs is an asterisk, too.
Right, yes, okay.
And a ton of bowling, T-shirts, dance contests, so lots going on. And obviously, if you're a huge fan, or if you are a wannabe fan like me and want to watch the movie beforehand, you can head there. And it is only $15 to $18, so you can celebrate The Big Lebowski.
And if I were a super fan, like, I would have a mental index of lines that I could quote, and I was running through it as you were talking, but I came up dry.
Well, you can so. Enter the contest. You can study up before Friday.
Okay.
And then hit The Big Lebowski
up.
And then also on the other end of things, we have Maker Faire Pittsburgh. So this is a big deal because they've had kind of mini maker fairs around the city, but this is the real deal.
The real deal.
2 days at the Pittsburgh Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, which is an awesome venue. And they'll be having makers, all different kinds of makers. What I really like is the explanation says part science fair, part show and tell, and part carnival. That sounds like
cool.
The perfect place to be, right?
Yeah.
And it's for all ages.
Eat some cotton candy and throw up on the spinny ride.
I know, right? Well, what I really liked was something I read that you can make your own meme.
Okay.
Which really just brought me in. I mean, I'm sold. Make your own meme.
Yeah, you can do that already.
Well, whatever. I want to do it at the Maker Fair.
Okay.
And Yelp will be there. We have a sponsored photo booth, so you can hop in the photo booth on Yelp and pop a little picture of you and maybe something you made. But that'll be at the Children's Museum on Saturday and Sunday all day, so you can check it out and see some really cool things going on at the Children's Museum.
Very good.
And then I was thinking about this. Pittsburgh food trucks have really come up.
That's what I keep hearing. Yeah.
I mean,
it's a full blown scene.
Do you remember the days when it was just the taco truck?
Yeah, I do.
The sad little taco truck. And now it's all these trucks and the list goes on and on. I don't even recognize some of the trucks because there's so many of them.
Uh-huh.
And there's a food truck festival every weekend almost.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a food truck festival. That's where
That's where you're going with this.
Yes. There's
laying a lot of track for that.
I know. Sorry. There's a food truck roundup.
Okay.
But it also includes a scary movie.
Oh, okay. That's a little different.
Okay. So at Bakery Square, they will be hosting a food truck roundup and film. So you'll be able to sample from different food trucks, which obviously we have a ton. Like I said, going over the list here, I've seen the Brasserio, the Franctuary. I actually had Berlin Street Foods truck the other day, and their gyro or gyro. The lamb one. Oh my gosh, it was so
really
good. Mm. Whatever pita they have, they either home make or obtain it from somewhere, just made the whole thing. And
good
they
to
like
know.
Lightly grill it, so it's like crisp. Oh my gosh, so good.
Yelp tip.
I know, Yelp tip. Berg Bites cart will be there. Okay. So they're really hopping cart as well. But you can obviously hear some fun music from DJ Zombo, which sounds kind of scary and Halloween-y as well, and then enjoy a film afterwards. They'll be showing a Halloween film. I think it's a surprise.
Is it The Big Lebowski?
It's not. Is that a Halloween theme?
No.
Film?
Well, other than that, the dude is a perennial Halloween costume choice.
Oh my gosh, let's sidetrack for 1 second. Okay. Sorry, right. We always sidetrack. You know the New York City pizza rat?
Yes, right. Viral internet sensation.
Mm-hmm. I saw that they, USA Costumes or something, has made a sexy pizza rat.
Of course.
Costume for women.
Because
did you see it?
Culture has turned itself inside out. No, I did see the sexy female Donald Trump costume, though. Ugh. That's a thing.
That's disgusting.
Yep.
Ew.
I'm just going to go home.
I'm going to Google that when we're done. But
Halloween, jump the shark.
Yeah. So there's a sexy pizza rat costume if anyone would like that.
I do admire that. That's very inventive.
It's very rolling with the punches.
Uh-huh.
So speaking of Halloween, if you would like to head to Phantom Fright Nights with your sexy pizza rat costume, although you might be kind of cold. Phantom Fright Nights is at Kennywood. It's open every Friday and Saturday. And in prior years, it was open. You could ride a lot of the major rides and get scared by the haunted houses. But they're doing a ton of different programming this year. They're actually going to be doing different scare-themed dinners. On the 17th and 24th, they're going to be doing different bands there. So there's a lot of things going on at Phantom Fright Nights that you can check out every Friday and Saturday in October.
Okay.
If you would like some fun and scary good times.
I would only point out that we have a good 3 weeks to go before actual Halloween. So don't blow your wad right here, because we're
Josh. You have to celebrate.
Is it just
going to
be a whole month of Halloween themed
yeah.
zombie this and monster
yeah.
that?
I mean, cherish that those
pumpkin
times.
Spice.
I already saw a Christmas commercial.
Oh God.
I know. So it's happening. So embrace it.
All right.
All month long.
Pro Halloween.
Pumpkin spice
good.
Latte and Halloween. Also, if you would like a classier evening, we have the
always.
Math. I know. That's right up your alley. The Masked.
Look up class in the dictionary.
Your picture will be right there.
Yep.
So the Masked Ball, a Pittsburgh fashion story, is going on at Cavo Nightclub. And this one, again, is really cool in the sense where you get to wear a really fun mask, which they can become very elaborate. Maybe you can make a mask at Maker Faire.
Ooh, that's a great idea.
And then head to the mass ball. I mean, I really try. And you can go for a classy evening and dance the night away with different masks and maybe, you know, meet someone.
And everyone
mysterious.
Dies of cholera at the end.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No.
See what I did there?
No.
Yeah.
Not happening.
Oh, well.
So you can head there on Saturday night. And then we also have on Saturday Blue Dust. Do you know Blue Dust?
In Homestead.
Yep. Yeah. So they have a really great craft beer selection on tap, and they're throwing a big pumpkin fest. So
I thought you were going to say they're throwing a big pumpkin, which should also be cool.
Like Charlie Brown's big pumpkin?
Like the band.
They do have the pumpkin catapults now as a big thing at the pumpkin. Like the patches.
Nice. Now you're speaking my language.
I know. Haven't you heard? I think it's Simmons Farm. A couple other farms, they have pumpkin catapults where you can catapult different.
I like it.
I know.
Right, and pumpkins are just the beginning. Like you could really do anything with that.
Don't put your kid on a catapult.
I would put the dog on the catapult first.
Oh, no. So this is not catapulting pumpkins. This is all about the pumpkin beer, obviously, that people are very into these days. And what's cool is it's going to be under the high-level Gray's Bridge in Homestead between 6th and 7th Avenue. And you'll be able to get live music, local food, and over 20 pumpkin beers on tap there. So cool festival and I think a fun time, obviously.
Obviously.
Delicious pumpkin beers. There is not, to my knowledge, a pumpkin spice latte beer yet, though.
That would just be
that's like
so many layers of
meta.
Absurdity.
I know.
I can't even.
It's going to come out, though, after this.
Seems inevitable now that I think about it.
So the last thing.
This aggression will not stand, man.
I know. Well, the last thing. I got you, Josh. If you want a little bit of a low-key Sunday.
Okay.
The Neighborhood Fleet is happening from 11 to 4, and it is right outside of Marty's Market in the parking lot. What I think is really cool is that some of these vendors have gone on to open shops.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going and supporting cool local vendors, and potentially they can go on to do even bigger and better things. I know Tollgate Vintage has been at a lot of the fairs, and they're getting ready to open their shop in Lawrenceville. Of course, on October 15th, I believe. And it's a really cool vintage furniture shop and wares. So you can head over there on Sunday and get your vintage shopping on.
Sounds good.
For a low-key weekend.
All right. Rachel, thanks again.
Of course.
Drifting along with the tumbling.